Until lunch, I talked about ignoring limits and going back to object. Did Ajahn Chah, I would imagine he had different approaches for different students, but did he also suggest that, like, if students approached him with limits?
For the most part, just don't get caught up in an impermanent phenomenon. Just come back to the breath. Make the mind peaceful. There's more, because it's especially, in this talk, he talked a lot about the proliferation, speculation, so that nimittas in meditation are a great source of internal speculation. And then you go to your friends in the morning and you talk about your nimittas, and you just keep it churning, and the mind it doesn't really settle down. So that sense of just letting the mind, say, whatever nimitta arises, just to recognize. And it's not sort of pushing it away, but it's sort of acknowledging it, recognizing, okay, that's there, and coming back to making the mind peaceful, to not making a story out of it.